The sun-drenched South Pacific shores of the Cook Islands, like Tahiti to the southeast, are romantic and exotic in part because Polynesia is a legendary black pearl country. But while a small percentage of the South Pacific and the world's annual pearl crop is natural, by far most pearls are cultured, a partnership of man and nature. Former president of the Cook Islands Pearl Guild, June Baudinet, points out the difference.
A natural pearl is a pearl where no human hands have touched it, and the nuclei will just have a tiny speck in the middle. And a cultured pearl will have the nuclei, which could be 2 to 3 millimeters in size.
The Japanese pioneered culturing late in the 19th century by surgically implanting mollusks with seeds called nuclei. In 1 to 3 years, the mollusks cover the nuclei with nacre, the secretion that forms the shell's lustrous interior, commonly called mother of pearl. The process is secret, but wherever cultured pearls come from, Rarotonga, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Australia, Tokyo, or Tahiti, Baudinet says they have one common link.
Absolutely. You know, all over the world, it's all stemmed from the Tennessee River mussel. Even the Americans are quite amazed when I told them one time. They had no idea.
That's right. It turns out the ideal nuclei are freshwater mussel shells that grow here.
Spiny mussel, the rough rabbit's foot, stirrup shell, the purple warty back, the flat floater, the Cumberland monkey face, bird wing, pearly mussel.
Bob Keast operates the Tennessee Freshwater Pearl Farm on Kentucky Lake in Benton County. Begun by famed pearl cultivator John Latondras, the farm is the only one of its kind in North America, supporting thousands of mussels, all quietly growing pearls.
We have a lot of minerals in this county. So the minerals that are in the subsoil trickle into the water, which gives us a good balance of pH. By golly, these mussels really enjoy that water, because that's all they do is open their mouths, filter, spit it out.
In this mussel-friendly habitat, shells grow thick and strong, and for this, Tennessee has become the center, the nucleus, if you will, of the cultured pearl market worldwide, supplying up to 90% of all shell exported for implants.
So basically all we got to do is get them to the top of the water and get them to the market.
Buddy French sits in the wheelhouse of his workboat, moored to a tree along the grassy shore. He is a Tennessee riverman and since 1966 has covered many miles on the river's shifting bottom, diving for mussels. Though he makes it sound easy, deep in the river, it is anything but.
If you lock yourself in a closet at night with no lights on in the house, that's how black it is. At about 40 foot. But we learned now to use lights. We use a small airplane running light that you can see about 2 feet on.
Hazards abound in the dark arms of the river. Boat traffic, submerged trees and fencing, or tangled fishing hooks and line. Divers' numbers fluctuate with shell prices, which have ranged from 60 cents to $7 a pound in just the last few years. High prices encourage poaching, putting pressure on certain mussel species, some of which are now endangered. But from a high of 2,000 divers in 1990, less than 200 will renew their state license this year, as demand is now relatively low. About 600 tons worth between $18 and $20 million were shipped last year. Nancy Arnold works for Tennessee Shell, one of a half dozen shell exporters.
A usual load going to Japan is a 40-foot container with 22 short tons of shell.
Trucked to Memphis, trained west to the coast, then shipped to the Far East, the shells are sliced, diced, and ground into nuclei for the world's oysters. In a year or two, the finished pearls will make their way into the international market via Hong Kong or Tokyo. Nancy Arnold.
It's amazing when people realize that a strand of pearls they may see in a fancy Tiffany's or Cartier jewelry store, if they cut them open, the nucleus is probably from one of these nasty old freshwater mussels here on Kentucky Lake.
Nasty or no, Tennessee mussels are the heart of the world pearl market, making Tennessee the true mother of pearl. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Todd Jarrell.